Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. And today we're going to be discussing setting goals for today, just for today, because sometimes we just feel so overwhelmed, it's just like almost impossible to feel like we can get through the day. And so we just need to think about, how are we going to get through today? Are you so busy that you sometimes can't hear yourself think? Yeah, me too. Sometimes that happens to us. And have we sometimes committed to do too many things and we just can't get them all done and still have time for ourselves? Of course. And so we just have to remember we have choices, lots of choices, and we can begin today to have a new life. Sometimes we just have to take it one day at a time, one step at a time. And we have to remember that we live in a world of possibilities. And possibilities give us choices, lots of choices. But you know, many of us don't see the possibilities, and therefore we don't realize what choices are available to us. And when things don't go the way we thought they should, or they sometimes happen to us, something that is unfortunate, we have to remember that we still have a choice. We can believe that things happen for a reason, or we can choose to become a victim of the circumstances. We can discover possibilities in even the most difficult of experiences if we're willing to look for them. It's what we choose to think about each experience that determines how we are going to respond to it. How we respond determines whether or not we find richer, more purposeful, more joyful lives. You know, we are the only ones who can choose our attitudes and the principles by which we live. And whoever you are, whatever has happened to you, be sure to remember that. Just remember that. And remember, too, that you've always done the best that you could. Well, at that particular time, you only had so much knowledge and so many skills, and you can only do the best you can with the knowledge and skills you have at the time. And so, as you grew, and as you had more experiences, and as you learned more lessons, you may have looked back and thought that you could have done better, but you couldn't have at that time. You couldn't have done better then. You can now. Now you've got more knowledge and more experience and more skills and maybe even better connections. And you can make different and better choices. We can all begin to live new lives any day we choose. It doesn't mean our old lives will go away. It means we've started down a new path. And yet developing new beliefs isn't always easy. We have to commit to this new way. And we have to choose that we're going to live this new way. Yet, sometimes we're going to come across roadblocks, we're going to come across dead ends, we're going to come across detours on this journey. That happens. And you know, sometimes we're even going to run out of steam or out of energy. We're going to get tired. I know there are days when sometimes I just felt like I was so tired, I just couldn't go on. And I think we all do that. But we have to remember we have the power to make the choice of which direction we're going to take and whether or not we're going to complete our journey. See, life is simply a succession of choices, and you have the ability to choose. So start right now. Don't choose to spend your life wallowing in any negativity, any failure, any ignorance, any poverty, anger, fear, shame, guilt, or self-pity. Choose instead to let go of your old hurts and your old beliefs. Just don't hang on to them. And I know it's hard, especially if we live in the same place where we grew up and we drive by certain places. It's hard to give up the old hurt or old belief because we have these reminders there in our lives. But you can do it. You can choose to raise your sights. You can develop a new belief system. You can reach for what it is that you desire, whether that is just success in relationships or success in your career or success by having confidence and peace of mind and contentment. It could even be fame and fortune. Well, whatever you want, that's strictly up to you. we all want different things, and it's not up to me to say what's right or what's wrong for somebody else. And so you have to choose to navigate your difficult path wisely. And if you do that, you're going to meet with a success you never believed possible. But you ask, how? How? Make a list of everything you've ever wanted to do, everywhere you've ever wanted to go, everything you've ever wanted to see. It doesn't matter how impossible it seems. And when you believe you have choices, they will begin to appear in your life. Now, when I was working in South Africa, I was asked to come out to the hospice in the West and present a program on goal setting. At first I thought, what? Goal setting for people who are dying? I can't do that. They don't have goals. So I prayed about it, and the answer came. Entitle the program Goals for Today. Everyone needs goals. Everyone needs something to look forward to. But what do I say? And again, I heard, just go. You'll know what to say when the time comes. And that's when I learned how important it is for each of us to really embrace the present moment. None of us know how much time we have left. In his book, Psycho-Cybernetics, the author, Maxwell Maltz, tells us, a human being always acts and feels and performs in accordance with what he imagines to be true about himself and his environment. I'm going to repeat that so you get it. A human being always acts and feels and performs in accordance with what he imagines to be true about himself and his environment. It is important for you to imagine being and feeling who and what you want to be. So when we're setting goals for today, let's imagine how today could be. If this really were the last day of our lives, what would we want to do? How would we want to be? Who would we want to talk to? Who would we want to see? What would we want to say? Who would we want to apologize to? We need to think about what's really, really important to us, and then imagine that happening. You see, the technique of imaging, of imagining, actually imprints new data into your brain and your central nervous system. Yeah, it goes both into your brain and into your central nervous system, and that causes you to create a new self-image and a new life. So if you'll practice imagining the new you for a while, you'll find you don't need to take any conscious action because your subconscious will direct you to the choices which will automatically begin moving you toward the life you desire. So let's take it one day at a time, one step at a time. What do you want today? What do you want to happen today? How do you want to feel today? How do you want to look today? How would you like today to be? The Greek philosopher Marcus Aurelius wisely said, every man's life lies within the present, for the past is spent and done with, and the future is uncertain. So no matter who you are, how old you are, or your level of success, it is never too late to make the choice to be who you are meant to be. Don't be afraid to make changes. Don't be afraid to make an attempt to achieve your goals. Don't be afraid to ask for something outrageous to happen in your life. As long as we are alive, we should be choosing the lives we want to live. It is never too late to start over, to be happy, to fall in love, to give up your prejudices, or to dare to accomplish something you never thought you could. Life is a succession of choices, and you have the ability to choose. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. We are brought to you by Turning Point International in Las Vegas, Nevada. Turning Point is a self-improvement company, a personal development program company that offers self-help products including books, personal development programs, CDs, personal coaching and writing and public speaking. And I am one of the members of the staff of Turning Point International. And so, of course, you can get some of the books that they offer that I've written. My books that are offered by Turning Point are You Are More Than Enough, and that's a guide to help you believe in yourself and to help you build your confidence. It's actually a complete personal development course, and it comes with a matching achievement journal that will help you set and achieve your goals in all the 8 areas of your life: the relationships, the finances, the health, career, education, recreation, spiritual, and community involvement, because those are the areas of our life in which we all have stress. And so those are the things that I've addressed in my book, You Are More Than Enough, and its companion achievement journal. And if you would like to contact me personally or just ask me a question, please send me an email to Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. Or go over to my website, judymorio.com, and sign up for my free newsletter, and you'll also receive an audio download of my recording, Realize Who You Are, as well as the monthly newsletter. And that newsletter is going to give you tips and techniques for building a better future. Building a better future, and that's at judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And listeners, we always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So just please write me a note, judy@judymorio.com, and let me know the kinds of things that you would like me to address here on Choices. You probably aren't even aware of how easy it will be to achieve your goals when you start to believe that you can, and you take the direction that you need to go. You see, action is what it's going to take to make your goals a reality. So the first action I want you to take is to sit down and write down exactly what you want to happen today. If you're going to set goals for today, what do you want today to look like, feel like, be like? What do you want to have happen? Write that down. And then you need to focus on those goals and work toward them one step at a time. You might even have to do a little prioritizing, because we sometimes have to prioritize in order for one thing to happen so that the next thing can happen. So how do you prioritize? Well, Stephen Covey said in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, habit number 3, first things first. He told us we should always do the most important things first. So if you plan your days and your activities, ranking the task in the order of importance and taking care of the most important things first, you're going to have fewer crises in your life and you're going to get more results. You see, priorities are also a psychological trigger to action. If we don't have preset priorities for the day, we could be spending the entire day trying to figure out what to do next, as well as allowing anyone and everyone to interrupt you and keep you from accomplishing anything important. You may also appear disorderly and indecisive. So with clear-cut priorities, you can get your day off to a fast start, and you can stay on the right path throughout the day, gaining momentum as you go. You know, my friend Wallace Palmer is an architect up in the Denver area, and Wallace told me that before he starts on a project, he has an exact picture in his mind of what the building or the project is actually going to look like. He said he draws a picture then after he gets it in his mind, and then after he draws the picture, he makes a model of the building or of the project he envisions. And then the model actually has all the details right down to the landscaping. He takes pictures of the model to show others how the finished product will look, and eventually a blueprint is drawn up of the most efficient way to build it. And isn't that what we should do? Isn't that what we should do with our lives when we're setting goals? Each of us should have an exact picture of what we want. What do you want today to look like, feel like, be like? You need to have a sense of direction, and that's what getting that exact picture does. It gives you a sense of direction, and it gives you a model, like Wallace has, a model. And once you have the direction and the model, well, then you can make the plan for making it happen. And if you'll translate your personal and professional wishes into goals and then pursue them with passion, you're going to be rewarded by the fulfillment of your potential as well as your dreams. So start now. Start today. Don't wait until you have the perfect circumstances. There will never be a time that is exactly right. Nike has the right idea with their slogan, "Just Do It." Get in motion as soon as possible. If you have a habit of procrastinating, now is the time to break it. Act now. Stand up to your fear. Stand up to your insecurities. Take the first step toward the first goal on your list. And if you haven't made the list, start with that. Make the list. As the momentum builds, so will your motivation. And keep your timelines in mind to remind yourself time is ticking away. Don't make excuses for waiting and putting things off. When you have fear, you may feel frozen, or you may start doing all kinds of unimportant things that just take up time, you know, like busy work. Sometimes we spend so much time on social media, we'll get on there to see who's doing what, and we're going to check our messages, and the next thing we know, we've seen that one person is doing something, and then we write a note to them, and then we copy a picture, and then we go over and we paste it somewhere else in the social media, and then we make little comments on other people's social media. And that takes up a lot of time. That takes up a lot of our life. So we've got to stop that. You know, if you want to be on social media, give yourself a time limit. Do it 15 minutes a day. Say, that's it. That's all the time I have for social media. And then get back to whatever it is that you feel that you really need to do so that at the end of the day, this is the time when you're going to feel great. You're going to say, I just did it. I took some action. See, the price of inaction is very high. It's very high. If you don't do with your life what you want to do, you're not going to get this day back. You're not going to be able to redo this, to have do-overs, because this is the only day you have right now. This moment is the only moment you have. So what is your goal for today? What are you going to do when you quit listening to me? What action are you going to take? What's the first step? This is what I want you to get clear about. You have to do something toward your goal because it's never going to become a reality if you don't take the first step. Action is the key to taking control. See, you can translate your personal and professional wishes into goals, and you can align your goals with your purpose, pursue your vision with passion, and soon, you know what's going to happen? You're going to know that you can't fail. Because you have unlimited choices. You have unlimited choices. Life is yours to do with as you want. And you have the power to choose. You just have to make the choice. I'd actually like to see you write at least one goal for each of the major eight areas of your life. You know, each day, like today. Write one goal for those eight areas. Write one goal for your career, one goal for your spiritual, one goal for your community involvement. Write a goal for each of those eight things that cause stress in your life. Write a recreation goal. What are you going to do to have some fun today? If you get your work accomplished by a certain time, what can you do? Are you going to take a nap? Are you going to go out with somebody, go to a movie, go to a play? And I'd like to see you do something for your educational goals as well. Read for 15 minutes. In the middle of the day, take a little break and read for 15 minutes and maybe take a nap or maybe incorporate that with your spiritual goal and meditate for 15 minutes. See, that all has to do with helping you to stay sane, with helping you to be in control of your life, with helping you to make the right choices to not have so much stress. So that'll be good for your health as well. And you need to write a health goal. What are you going to do every day towards your health? What are you going to do every day towards your relationships? What are you going to do every day toward your finances? Those are all the areas of our lives that we have stress in, and we need to look at those and see what can we do in order to get through the day. Well, let's talk about some of the things that will give us more time if we give them up. How about giving up blame? See, blame shifts the responsibility of our lives and our happiness, and it makes it someone else's responsibility. Your life is your responsibility and only yours. So set some goals for today. One of the goals might simply be to give up blame or to stop making excuses. You know, making excuses is another way we shift responsibility. Instead of blaming people, we blame things or circumstances. Remember, where there is a will, there is a way. And we need to learn to live in the present. Instead of being passive, do something about your dream. The present is the only time we have. Start by doing the best you can at whatever you are doing. Make every moment of your life count. Today we do everything fast. We talk fast, we drive fast, we even eat fast. And time is at a premium, and most of us are afflicted with hurry sickness. So this is important for you to set your priorities. Decide right now that you're going to start making every moment of your life count. And you do that by doing what is important to you with those who are important in your life. Start doing the most important things first. Another thing that would help us very much with setting our goals for today is to make decisions quickly. When you have all the available facts, make a decision. It doesn't improve anything for us to delay making decisions. Rarely does delay improve the quality of the choice that we make. So if you have a decision to make, just make it. Go ahead and do something about whatever it is that you have to do. If we make a mistake, you know, we can fix it, we can apologize, we can do it differently, but just to procrastinate, it puts things off, and we may not have another day in which to do it, so let's take care of things today. My dad used to always tell me, if you have to swallow an ugly frog, don't look at it too long. I used to love that. He'd say, if you have to swallow that ugly frog, don't look at it too long. In other words, if there's a problem in your life, if there's something ugly going on, if there's something happening, don't look at it too long. Just take care of it. Make the decision quickly and take care of it. Become a problem solver. You know, problem identifiers are a dime a dozen. Anyone can go around pointing out problems. On the other hand, problem solvers are worth their weight in gold. You know, we waste a lot of time talking about problems and issues and things that have gone wrong and how upset we are. We need to just move away from that. Set in our goal today not to complain. Here's a homework assignment for you. For the next 24 hours, don't complain about anything. Do you think that's possible? Don't complain about anything. In fact, just remember that when we have goals, we're going to probably face some adversity somewhere along the way. One of the things that I recommend you do is make a list of people, habits, or other obstacles that might stand in your way, that might stand between you and your goal. And then decide how you're going to handle them. Make a decision, make a choice. How am I going to handle whatever this is that's standing between me and this goal I have for making today the best day of my life? And in addition to the obstacles that you recognize now, consider that if you make some changes, there may be other obstacles that the changes present. And what could those be? You want to find out ahead of time as much as you can and find out what resources are available to help you overcome your obstacles. Consider that there are all kinds of opportunities for learning. You can go on the internet and look up just about anything and get an answer. So think about taking advantage of that knowledge that so many people have that they've put on the internet and take advantage of that. See, the road to your goals may not be smooth, but the bumps and the potholes that you foresee ahead of time will be easier to overcome than the ones that you don't. So take action. Action is our only choice. Without the action, we become very stagnant. Like a ship at anchor, we're going to go nowhere. If we are to reach our destination, we have to take specific and direct action. And remember, the first action is writing down those goals. Excuse me. I write those goals as SMART goals, meaning that they need to be specific, measurable, agreed upon, realistic, and time frame. Be specific about what you want today to be like. What do you want to happen today? How would you like to spend today? Who would you like to spend time with? And write that down. And is it measurable? See, very often if things don't get measured, they don't get done. And is it agreed upon? I mean, if you want to spend time with a person, do they want to spend time with you? Because you can't spend time with them if they don't agree to spend time with you. And is it realistic? I mean, are they right down the street and you can walk down there? Are they clear across the country? And you can't really spend time with them in person, but you could pick up the phone and call them. You could Skype them. And if you don't know how to Skype, get on the internet and learn. It's not that hard. It's easy. You can pick up the phone and have a conversation, and it'll seem like you're right there with that person that you love. And is it time framed? Do you have a time limit on it? You need to put a time limit on these goals, especially on the goals for today. What time am I going to do this? Because if something interrupts us, we may not do it. And, you know, it's important for us to control interruptions, control time wasters, control distractions, because interruptions and distractions can be treacherous. And look for patterns in interruptions. Are the same people interrupting you all the time, and do they have the same problems and the same issues? Do they come back and repeat the same things over and over and over? Are you using up your life listening to someone else's issues? Or are you doing the complaining? Are you using up your life complaining? Need to stop that. You need to stop that. You see, our lives can be whatever we choose to make them. Claude Bristol once said, "The person with a fixed goal, a clear picture of his desire, or an ideal always before him, causes it, through repetition, to be buried deeply in his subconscious mind and is thus enabled, thanks to its regenerative and sustaining power, to realize his goal in a minimum of time and with a minimum of physical effort. Just pursue the thought unceasingly. Step by step, you will achieve real, or all your faculties and powers become directed to that end." That was Claude M. Bristol. And I believe him. I have been practicing setting my goals for today every day of my life. And it's extended my life, as many of you know, as it's helped me get through some very tragic times and also through the illness of cancer. So I want you just to know you can do whatever you choose. Choose happiness, choose passion, choose power, and choose to believe that you are more than enough because you are. You definitely are more than enough. Judy Mario, please contact me, judy@judymario.com, and let me know what you would like to hear me talk about and what type of guest you think I should interview on the show.